Welcome to your new favorite podcast, Count It Down. We're your hosts, Josh and Ryan. Choose a topic and count down their favorite picks until they reach number one. You're sure to be entertained and triggered as each pick is revealed. Here we go. We're counting it down in 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the HP Studios in my basement. I'm your host, Josh. This is my co-host, the king of chill, the pet peeve himself, my brother Ryan.
What up, people?
Today, we are getting into our top five board games, you know, card games, party games, things you'd play around the table.
We like to play games.
Do you want to play a game?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. And I'm going to tell you the five I would prefer. I'm going to start with number five. I don't think it's a game you've played. I was introduced to this by my brother-in-law's boyfriend, Blake. He brought it to vacation. It's called Secret Hitler.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I loved this game. So basically, if anybody's played the game Mafia, it's like that. But basically, you're given a card and that tells you what like your character is. And I don't remember exactly how all this went because I haven't played it in a long time, but I loved it. Newsflash, because I know they listen. Blake and Jeff, I really want that game for Christmas. Meant to tell you that last year. Would have been a great gift from you guys. So don't forget about me.
Blake and Jeff, I miss you guys. What up?
Yeah, we got to go visit. But it's basically you're either a Nazi or you're Hitler.
Okay.
Or you're trying to figure out who Hitler is.
Okay.
Type thing. And you have to deceive people.
I like that.
And I love that trickery. It's very Loki-ish, you know, the white lie a little bit.
Yeah.
So it is a fun game. If they don't get it for me, I'm going to get it. But I'm just giving them dibs because they're the ones who taught me about the game. So near number five.
My number five, Uno.
Uno.
Oh, I used to love playing Uno. And I don't like that attack Uno and all the craziness. I just like some simple
Uno. To beat you up in Uno, dude. I'm probably the best Uno player that's come across the Bailey family.
Hey, guys, I've been thinking about this. Let's turn it into a drinking game. Every time my brother says that he's the best at something, take a drink. Take a drink.
Well, in that case, I'm going to say it a lot.
Yeah, you guys are going to be hammered.
I'm going to get you all 10 smashed.
10 minutes in. You'll be good to go. Okay, you know, we got a four.
I like to talk trash.
I know you do.
Number four, coming in hard with the childhood memories. I still have this game. I got to get a couple replacement pieces. A lot of people haven't ever played it. Pizza Party.
Oh, I know.
I remember Pizza Party?
Oh, yeah. I play with my nieces when I come over sometimes.
It's four people at most, you know, 2 to 4. It's everybody has a pizza slice and everybody's a different topping. And it's just a matching game. Basically, you have to.
Your pepperoni, mushroom, green pepper, or onion.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember.
You have to. I'm telling the people out there.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry,
you guys. Flip the card over and your goal is to find your six pieces or whatever first. And it's real simple, but for younger kids, man, it's A+. I wish they still made it. If anybody out there knows anybody who makes these games, tell them to remake that game. Kids would love it. So, yeah.
At number four.
Pizza Party.
Is Pizza Party for you? My number four, though.
Pizza Party?
No.
Number one?
Yeah,
I bet number one is Pizza Party.
Something that I know you haven't beat me in a long time, stupid. Maybe ever.
That's dumb.
Checkers. Last time we were at Cracker Barrel, we were playing on the big checkerboard, and I put it on you. And then I put it on you in Plain City, too, at Der Dutchman. Unstoppable, dude.
It never happened.
And we won't stop.
My God.
Little mildly.
It never happened at Cracker Barrel. There was nowhere to play there.
Yes, huh?
No.
Yes.
You
could play in the rocking chairs. Right before you go and sit down.
Bro, do you remember Der Dutchman?
Yeah, I smoked you.
You beat me, fair and square.
Dad.
You celebrated like you won a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Because it never happens.
Nah, it always happens in checkers, dude. Checkmate. That's Chesla.
Wow.
What's a number three for you?
Fail.
Epic fail.
Number three. Okay, legitimately, of all the games on here.
Yeah.
It's this or the next one that I beat you at the most.
Okay? Basketball?
No.
I know. That's.
Sorry. I dominate it. Sorry. I'm so good at that game.
My number three?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You lose.
I'm sorry that you like to think you win.
I'm sorry, you're terrible.
Delusional.
Do you remember mom used to fling our pieces off when she hit us? We'd have to chase him across the whole damn room. Sorry.
Boom. Only until we got a dog did she realize it was a bad idea.
I know.
Abby would try to eat the pieces. She was so into it. Yeah.
I know.
Sorry. Great game. It's so good.
That's my favorite board game. My last two are not board games. My last two. You want me to go? Or you want to go?
I'm just looking at my last two. Yeah, mine aren't. They're not board games either. So go ahead.
Number two, really toyed with it being number one, is a game that we made up. It's kind of like there's that new game show on TV where they play a little bit of a song and you guess the song name. But we've always done it that we play a song and whoever gets the artist first wins.
Yes.
Ryan and I will have a fire and sit out the fire for like 4 hours playing this game off of our own music.
It's a great time.
And I will say this, in fairness, in the more recent years, Ryan has been smoking me. He's much more up to date on more current music because I listen to a lot of podcasts and a lot of audiobooks, and I don't listen to the radio as much. So it takes me a little longer to hear the new songs. And if we get on that, I'm done. So he's pretty good at it. And when he lost his memory after his first brain injury and didn't remember hardly anybody, I would be able to play him a few seconds of a song and he'd immediately tell me who the artist was. And it's the one thing that made him feel grounded. It was incredibly cool.
Yeah, music's a huge part of my, I mean, not just that, but like that was a big start of me like
starting to
get recover. Things back. Yeah, that's great.
So it's a hard game for me to win. I think that's why I like it so much, because it's a game you usually do beat me at. And I love the challenge. I know my chances of winning are like 35%.
Yeah.
But it's fun as hell for me. I love it.
I forgot about that game completely. I'll be honest. I didn't even hit my radar.
It's like not a normal game that you would think of. But I really do love playing it.
And number two for me, Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
Love some Yahtzee, dog. Like, let's go.
Who's the best Yahtzee player in the family?
I don't know.
I'll tell you who.
Who?
My wife. Do you know that until... that she started playing Yahtzee on the app of her phone when Alex was born?
Yeah.
She just quit like 3 months ago.
How good is she in real life, though?
She's pretty good. I mean, a lot of it's luck and chance, but she's pretty good.
I mean, we're going to have to
see. I wanted to play that, and she told me no, because that was her thing, and she didn't want me to get in it and then make it competitive.
That makes sense. I can see that 100%.
She was afraid I would beat her. She knew I would beat her. But now she's played so much, like her phone would go off, and she would be like, well, I'm going to forfeit my games. I need to finish these.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Like, she knows, we're in the middle of prayer right now, but you got to go. I mean, I'm kidding. That's not really true, but she was Yahtzee obsessed for like 5 years, bro. And I would just look at my, you playing your Yahtzee. And I play games too. Everybody needs some downtime.
Yeah, for sure.
But I could never play a game like that every single day. Or and she didn't, because for a while it would get backed up, right? And she'd have to play a lot of turns at once. But even every week, I couldn't play that, like that kind of game. I would get bored. But kudos to her. So she would probably whoop you.
We'll find out. We'll have a family game night here. We'll work something out.
I love game nights. They're my favorite.
What do you got at number one?
At number one, it's the tried and true. I absolutely destroy my mother-in-law and father-in-law at this game all the time. I know they listen. They're nodding their head yes right now because it's that dominant. It's kind of like when Toledo plays BG in football. It's always a win.
I got you. Okay.
Euchre.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good game.
I smoke everybody in Euchre.
Okay.
Probably the best there is at Euchre.
Whoa.
Take a drink.
Yeah, take a drink.
I'm going to re-listen to this podcast and play the drinking game.
I'm going to go through all of them now and play it.
We should.
Yeah, let's do that one night.
God, that's terrible.
We'll record that live, like just us saying it in the background. Like,
yeah, drink. Dude. But Euchre, mom taught me to play.
I mean, I always wanted to learn, but it's
I love hard Euchre to so much. It's fun. Dad thinks he's good at Euchre. He should be my partner.
My number one, and I definitely know I'm the best in the family. And there's no question.
Let me think.
I love it.
I don't know.
Poker. I love poker, bro.
Poker was on my short list for a while.
Oh, man. I love playing. I mean,
yeah. I used
me
to.
Me and my buddies get together a lot and play, but I just love even just a random game on a Tuesday.
Yeah, you do. Game. I used to be better at poker when I was like teens and 20s.
Yeah,
early 20s.
College, yeah.
It took so long to play. Last time I played with you, I couldn't remember how to deal properly.
Yeah, dude.
And when I say poker, I only knew how to play Hold'em.
Right.
You guys taught me a lot of cool games. Like, there were some much better poker games even that you can play than Hold'em.
Yeah, when we played cash games. I had
a really
games.
Good time playing with you guys, and that was a good time, yeah.
There's a game for people that are out there, if you want to try something fun, if you just have a small group of people. We've used to play this game, too, called Pass the Ace, where everybody gets one card. You look at your card, and if it's a low number, you want to end up with the highest number you can possible. So if you have a low number, you're obviously going to want to pass that and switch somebody who's next to you, switch with their card.
Yeah.
But if you get the ace, it's two. You throw in two tokens. You play with five tokens, so there's five rounds.
And then the winner takes all.
And then winner takes all, yeah.
I think that was the game I loved the most.
Yeah, because you can like deceive people so easily.
I love that.
Yeah, dude, me too.
I love that. It's great. That.
Pass the ace, check it out. But yeah,
God of mischief.
Number one for me is definitely, yeah, poker.
That's a great pick. If I would have really thought about it, that makes complete sense. That's definitely your favorite.
I love it.
All right, my honorable mentions. I've got four.
Okay.
I'm going to go through them pretty quick. You've said some of them, but checkers.
Yep.
Uno.
Okay.
I like apples to apples.
That's a good game. My wife likes that.
Yeah, it's a good game. Even more similar, I love Cards Against Humanity. As part of you. It's so funny.
I've only played that one time, and that was like 27, 28. I would like to play it again sometime.
It's so inappropriate, but so entertaining. I'm going to let you go ahead. Give me your honorable mentions. Then I want to go on a quick note on one other game.
Rummy Cube.
Okay.
Seen it. The movie
game.
That was
on my short list.
Phase 10.
Dominated you guys and seen it last time.
And then you said party game, so this was on there for me. Ride the Bus. I love watching people ride the bus, trying to guess if it's black or red. And then every time you ever played?
No.
Okay, so Ride the Bus, you get four cards. They're all flipped down, and you got to guess black, red, whatever you think they are, if they're black or red.
Okay.
And then let's say you get the first two right, black and red. Third one's black. You guessed red. Then you got to redo the whole thing and take three drinks. You got to keep going until you get all four complete.
Oh, I'd be done. That's awesome.
It's really fun.
Your odds at that are not good.
No, it's like one of those games to get you going.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Two things. One, if we ever counted beer pong as a party game, I know it's not what we're talking about here, but I dominated that.
Cornhole too.
Do you know something that's true? They did a beer pong tournament at my work, but it wasn't used with real beer because that would be unethical. So they put kitty litter in there and you just threw the ball into cups of kitty litter.
Okay.
And people made teams and like everybody signed up.
You win?
First ever champion.
I appreciate that.
Me and my buddy Jay Ham. We
good beer pong skills.
Smoked them and I was losing and I came back and hit like three shots in a row. I was so pumped. I felt like Kobe, maybe Michael. Definitely not LeBron. I flopped.
Yeah, that's okay.
But the other thing I want to say is this. There's a game that you love to play with my kids. And I bought you this game in giant version for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Okay. The game is Jenga. Can I tell you the truth about Jenga?
They're phenomenal at it. They're so good at it.
It causes me massive anxiety.
Because you don't want to see it crumble?
I can't handle it crumbling. I can't. And my kids think it's hilarious now that they know this about me. Like, they're excited for it to crumble because I'm like, I can't handle it. It's going to fall. Don't do that. And then as it starts to go, I like cover my face and I'm like, oh God, no. Like, I just can't handle it. It really does like irk me so bad. My family thinks that's hilarious now.
Well,
and they make fun of me for it.
And Jenga, the big reason why they're so good.
Did you say Jenga?
Jenga.
With your milk on your pillow?
Oh, yeah.
Your Jenga?
Jenga.
Thank you.
Is Danielle taught them a lot of the skills. And she's a little sniper at it. Like, with their small hands, they're so good at it.
All those little fingers. I know. Yeah, dude. That's why we need that giant version for our fat fingers.
I know.
We can't get the little pieces. We need the full 2x4s.
Like, a couple months from now, they're going to be like, Ryan, how'd you get this concussion? I'm like, we were playing adult Jenga.
I know. That game stresses me out so much. They asked me if that was going to make my list. I was like, hell no, fam.
I love
like,
that game.
It is fun, but man... Like, I need them to make it with a foam version.
Okay.
So that when it falls, I don't feel so, like...
Shattered.
Like, I'm worried things are... I'm going to lose pieces. It's going to hit hard. I don't know why. That's so weird, because I don't have any issues like that with anything. It's Jenga. That's so stressful. That's what I got.
Okay. Do you want me to do the Would You Rather? I'll make a game version of it.
Let's do it. Would You Rather.
It's time! would you rather?
Okay, so would you rather be in a game just one time that you have been waiting to win forever, or would you rather have that game that you're so good at that you never lose? You can win it once or never lose.
So you're saying if I play a game...
Like you play Ken Griffey baseball, you never lose.
That's true. That's a very true statement.
Or in the way we beat Turtles in time. That's put it in our terms. One time.
So would I rather play a game which I've never won at, but this time I could or I will win?
You will. Like you're going to get that one win.
Oh, that's an easy answer.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, either game, I'm going to win.
Right. But then
you know why?
Like you get that one. Okay.
Because I'm the best.
Oh, makes sense.
At both, whatever the games are.
Yeah, take a drink, for sure.
Clearly, I would take the one that I never win at.
Okay.
Because if I'm still playing that game, I can't handle not getting it at some point. I need to win. I like to dominate, don't get me wrong, but I need that off my back. Like, I got to get the win.
It's one of those
things. And once I win once, I'm probably going to win every other time for the rest of eternity. If I'm playing you.
All right. I think we just learned a lot from that.
Unless would you rather? Unless it's the music game. Clearly, that doesn't work out.
That's okay. A gift.
Especially because we always play country, too, and you smoke me.
90s country. Anybody.
Not 90s country.
Anybody. 90s country. Let's go.
I would love to do a live with people. Oh, I did this for a team building where I played music and people guessed.
Yeah.
It's a fun game. I don't know why. It's like a... It was Song something, Song Cracker. It's not Trivia Crack. It's Song.
Oh,
Song something that came out and people got into that real heavy for a while. We've been playing that for way before that app came out. We should have made that app. We could have been rich.
We could have.
All right. That's all I got.
Me too. I will see you guys next time. But any favorite games, anything you guys have, just hit us up on Twitter.
Hit me up.
Yeah.
Text me something with your favorite games. Why? Because that gives me new games to try.
I agree.
And I'm working on saving money. We're going to buy a game table, a board game table, because my family loves to play. So seriously, hit me up with some good ones. I love party games. Like I want more like that Secret Hitler or something of that nature. So hit me up.
All right, guys.
All right. With that, we're going to end it. Have a great week. I'm the best. Peace.
Peace out, mother.